Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. When God calls upon us to exercise faith, it is to be total and undivided. Our hope, our confidence must be in God alone. No confidence in the flesh, no reliance on human wisdom. Naturally, we resist that idea in our pride and self-reliance. We want to lean on ourselves, to trust our own foolish and false ideas. The prophet Jeremiah has a word for us at this point. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. This is the story of Adam and Eve, and the history of mankind since. We want to go our own way and do our own thing, and lean to our own understanding. But our own understanding is likely to take us down the wrong path in the wrong direction. Why? Paul lays it out loud and clear. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. He told the Romans, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. So the human mind by itself, without the illumination of the blessed Holy Spirit, corrupted by the fall, is a false and untrustworthy guide. Does this mean we are not to use our heads? No, absolutely not. Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, used to tell us, God gave you an awful lot of leading when he gave you a mind. So faith in God strengthens, enlightens, and invigorates our minds. Self-dependence is folly and rebellion is ruin. But to trust in the Lord is a dynamic, adventuresome, exciting lifestyle. Placing our faith in the power, goodness, and wisdom of God is the most sensible thing we can do. The next step is to take all the ordinary matters of life to him in prayer, to give lip service to God, and then try to make do by ourselves in the everyday affairs of life is self-idolatry. Morning prayer, the practice of taking things to God in the first place before we have consulted human counselors or just let things take their course, this is a power and a practice that is much overlooked. Men like David, the man after God's own heart, knew its worth. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and we'll look up. Stick with the word and prayer. Don't look for strange revelations. Open your Bible and go through it with sober, practical, and reverent faith. God will not lead you astray. He shall direct thy paths. No step you take that you have prayed over will bring ultimate regret. Naturally, you will never be infallible, but even in your mistakes, God will see you through.